On the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. More hot days ahead, but the rain chances are getting a little bit better, but still not good. Partly sunny today. High temperature around 93. Scattered, spotty, random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow, widely scattered afternoon storms at best. Most stay dry. High temperature in the low 90s. Better rain chances Monday, Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as a frontal system gets closer to the state. High temperature 90 or above. Download our free weather app. Stay on top of weather changes all the time. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State troopers have identified a man killed in a crash on Interstate 85 Thursday morning. He's 51-year-old David Self. He was killed when a pickup truck hit three cars that were in traffic. That crash happened on the southbound side of the interstate near Wall. Three other drivers have minor injuries. Crime Stoppers has identified a suspect in theft cases in Troy and Prattville. They say Chauncey Benson was located in Montgomery. He's now being held in the Autauga County Jail. And members of the Troy community are preparing to take donations to help in relief efforts from Hurricane Florence. Organizers are asking for food, clothing, and hygiene items. At least 15 people from Troy will travel with a missionary group to North Carolina to help people in need. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A HomeMortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's
all right, let's see here. We got some news. What is it? We got Kavanaugh. Let's see here. Another Kavanaugh story. Some more Kavanaugh. Oh, here's a Kavanaugh story. Oh, Kavanaugh accuser story. Yeah. Welcome back into News and Views, boys and girls. It's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell out once again, but we're going to get through today because it's Friday. And you guys, this is your day to shine. This is your day to shine. When you want to call in and tell a joke, and it's off topic, and it's clear you hadn't been listening to the program all day, today's the day to do that. If you want to call in and say, I know y'all hadn't talked about this, if that's the preface you're tempted to engage in, Friday's the perfect day to that. Monday through Thursday, there's some rules around here. Old Uncle Barron on Monday through Thursday can get a little sharp from time to time. He can chastise you on the telephones. Friday, there's a guarantee. It's not like the Riley Manning guarantee. You don't pay only after your job's complete, only after you're satisfied. It's the Baron Coleman guarantee. I will not chastise you on Friday. Unless you attack one of the hosts. Then I'll chastise you. Our phone screener. Carolyn's here to screen some phone calls. Your calls are welcome at 272-9228. 272-9228. I normally skip breakfast. Today there was a box of donuts downstairs, and I normally skip the donuts. I'm not a big donut guy. I might have already had about a quarter of a chocolate glazed donut. So, hey, you get what you get. Our number, 272-922. I do have other stuff besides Kavanaugh. It's not all Kavanaugh all day. I do have some other stuff in here, and we could get to that as well. I guess we'll start on the Kavanaugh stuff. I mean, I'm going through my stack here and pulling out all of the Kavanaugh pieces, and I think I'm up to like five so far. But I'm going to kind of synthesize them. Here's what's going on. Here's what's going on. You cannot, in good conscience, view what's happening right now to Judge Brett Kavanaugh. You cannot, in good conscience, view it as fair play. Now, I'm not saying he did it or didn't do it. The allegations that he romped around a room and tried to trap somebody, I'm not saying he did it. I'm not saying he didn't do it. What I'm saying is you cannot look at it and say, this guy's getting a fair deal. Okay? Let's just go through the facts. Just go through the facts real quick, and then we'll talk about where I think this is headed. I think that's probably the more salient point. Here are the facts as they exist right now. Sometime in the early 1980s, Judge Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, were in high school together. Brett Kavanaugh was a couple years older than she was. According to their yearbook, their high school was a kind of a party school, and they had a lot of alcohol-infused get-togethers. And these are just facts. Whether or not Christine Blasey at the time, or now Christine Blasey Ford, or Judge Brett Kavanaugh partook in some of these alcoholic offerings, we don't know. That fact is not in evidence. We know that for 35, 36 years, no discussion of any parties made their way into the national spotlight. We know that Judge Brett Kavanaugh has, I think on five different occasions, had to be confirmed for various appointments. He's worked in the public eye in the public sector now for over 25 years. He's worked in the White House. He's been a judge. He sat on the federal bench and been elevated from the federal bench. These things we know. These are facts. Judge Brett Kavanaugh did not change his name or his appearance and go into hiding. He didn't move to Canada like so many Hollywood types threaten every time a Republican is up for election. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's just been rocking around along with his life. He's had some pretty fancy positions, including the ears of presidents, where he got to provide legal counsel to presidents of the United States in matters of life and death, quite literally, matters of war. And he also served on the federal bench for a while now, where he gets to decide things like people's guilt or innocence, public policy issues. He serves on panels, the D.C. Circuit. The D.C. Circuit, a lot of people consider sort of the AAA baseball to Major League Baseball being the Supreme Court. The D.C. Circuit, a lot of people have been elevated from the D.C. Circuit up to the Supreme Court. And a president, when he wants to signal that he is looking at somebody long and hard to potentially serve on the United States Supreme Court, oftentimes will put them on the D.C. Circuit. It allows them to buy a house in the neighborhood.
it allows them to deal with some pretty interesting issues, federal issues of various types. Let them test their mettle. A lot of people watch that court. It's not like you stick them over in the Fifth Circuit somewhere and they're hanging out in Dallas. You know what I mean? Or the 11th Circuit and they're hanging out in Atlanta. Not a lot of people get elevated from the 5th or 11th Circuits to the United States Supreme Court. Occasionally. But not a lot. The D.C. Circuit, different story. You're on the D.C. Circuit. So, Christine Blasey Ford, presumably, after this harrowing experience, if it's true, would have known Judge Brett Kavanaugh was making his way up the ladder of success in America. We also know about 7 or 8 weeks ago, Christine Blasey Ford penned a letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein. And in that letter, she detailed, I believe, I don't think anyone's actually seen the full letter, unredacted. But she articulated an experience that she alleges took place in the early 1980s at a house party where she says Brett Kavanaugh romped around a room, locked a door, pulled at her clothes, and otherwise tried to sexually assault her. Now, let me say something. If true, these are disqualifying allegations and Brett Kavanaugh needs to withdraw his name and senators, all 100 senators need to vote against him, or 99 senators need to vote against him, if true. This is a disqualifying characteristic, a disqualifying character. I don't care if you're drunk. I don't care if you're 17 years old. If you're sexually assaulting people, touching them against their will or consent, if you're attempting to rape people, you have no business being on the United States Supreme Court or, frankly, the White House legal counsel or the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals either. It's not like this only matters because he's up for the Supreme Court. These are detestable, disgusting behaviors that no woman should have to endure. Too many women put up with sexual assault, sexual harassment, and even rape when they don't have to. And yes, women can be raped, sexually assaulted, harassed, and not say anything for years, decades even. That's not evidence it didn't happen. That's not evidence it didn't happen. So those are all facts. Those are the things we know for sure. The other thing we know for sure is now her attorneys come out and say she's been offered a chance to testify. We knew a couple of days ago Chuck Grassley said, yeah, we'll delay the vote. We were going to vote Thursday, yesterday. We'll delay the vote. We'll hear from this woman. Give her the opportunity to testify. Give Judge Kavanaugh the opportunity to rebut those allegations. There were a couple of other people she named in her letter as potential witnesses who have been contacted. They didn't say it didn't happen. They said they don't recall it happening. And it was out of character with Judge Kavanaugh's character. That they didn't see it. They don't recall ever seeing anything like that from him, high school or otherwise. But now they're putting some conditions on here. Initially, she said she would testify. Then she was offered the opportunity to testify, and she didn't respond. Now she's saying she'll testify, but she's going to put conditions, one of which to me is completely detestable and unacceptable. And I believe it's designed so that she doesn't have to testify, and it's designed, I'm starting to believe, they believe Judge Kavanaugh's going to be confirmed. But what they're trying to do is put pressure on him to not reverse Planned Parenthood versus Casey, Roe versus Wade, or Griswold versus Connecticut, the three most seminal abortion cases in America. These are the landmark cases. Griswold versus Connecticut, this was the birth control case, 1964, that said states couldn't outlaw birth control of any type. Roe versus Wade, obviously, that said states couldn't outlaw abortion, and then Planned Parenthood versus Casey outlined a series of tests to determine what is an undue burden that states cannot put on women seeking an abortion. Those are the three cases that the left is absolutely terrified will be repealed. They think Brett Kavanaugh could be the fifth vote to do just that, to repeal all three of those. Not that birth control is going to be illegal. Nobody in America believes birth control is going to be outlawed in any state. No 50 states. Not one person believes that to be the case. I'll give you a case in point. Study, Catholic Church, Catholic parishioners. Catholic Church's official position is birth control is evil and not allowed. When you survey Catholics, a recent survey, 80% of Catholics practice birth control of childbearing age. Okay? That is the most strict religious anti-birth control position available on the planet Earth today. No birth control at any point. And it gets more than that. I don't want to get too graphic, but it gets more than that. You who went to Montgomery Catholic Preparatory School know probably the details of it. Ye who have read the catechism know the details of it. Ye who have studied it at all know the details of it. But that's probably the most strict religious position on birth control in the entire world, the Catholic Church's position. And 80% of parishioners look the other way and say, eh, it's not for me. I'm going to go ahead and disregard that part. All right? If 80% of adherents to a particular religion who has the most strict position on birth control on the planet Earth today don't follow it, do you think Alabama's about to vote to get rid of birth control? Come on. Use your head. Use your head. So that's not, it's not about birth control. Even if they reversed Griswold versus Connecticut, all they would be saying is it oversteps the bounds of state sovereignty. States should be able to decide the issue if they wanted to, and maybe 100 years from now, states will feel differently about it. They have the right to do that. But today in 2018, with the political climate the way it is, popular opinion the way it is, birth control is not at risk. Nor, believe me, nor is abortion. If you live in the state of Alabama and you live in Muscle Shoals, you have to travel a couple hours to get an abortion. If you live in Meridian, Mississippi, you might have to travel 3-4 hours to get an abortion. If Alabama outlaws abortion and you live in Montgomery, Alabama, you'll still only have to travel about 3 or 4 hours to get an abortion at most, maybe 2 or 3. Depends on what side of Montgomery you live on to get to Atlanta. Abortion's not going anywhere. It's a way of life. It'll always be available somewhere. And even if it is outlawed, there'll always be exceptions. And there'll always be doctors willing to fudge medical records to say that you've met one of the exceptions. That's just reality. That's what's going to happen. And so it's not even that the left is necessarily afraid of Roe versus Wade being reversed. I think what they're really afraid of is Planned Parenthood versus Casey being reversed. And I think a lot of people are hoping that this woman is telling the truth so that Brett Kavanaugh gets bounced because he seems to be a reliable conservative vote. And what they'd like to do is use this as a fundraising opportunity and to delay for one more term so that the Supreme Court can't look at those issues. They can't look at those issues for another term because it'd be 4-4. The four liberals are going to band together on that. The four conservatives are going to band together. So, those are facts. These are things we know so far. Here's the condition that I find. Well, I got to take a break. When I get back, I'm going to tell you the condition I find completely detestable and unacceptable. And I think it's designed. That's where I was headed with it. I think that condition that I'm going to outline when we get back was designed to keep Brett Kavanaugh, to keep the Judiciary Committee from agreeing to the condition, and to make sure that Brett Kavanaugh, if he gets on the bench, is forever tainted as a sexual assaulter. That's the goal here, to try to put pressure on him to not reverse Planned Parenthood versus Casey, not reverse Roe versus Wade, not reverse Griswold versus Connecticut. That's the goal, is to taint him and pressure him, and to send a message to everybody else on Trump's list of potential justices: you're next. You're next. Someone's going to come out of the closet 30 or 40 years later against you. And you're going to have to go through this too. It's a message. They don't want her to testify, I don't think. They just want to taint him and pressure him. Even if she testifies, even if he testifies, he still gets through, in my opinion. And even if he doesn't get through, some conservative gets through, and those things are up for risk. Wouldn't you rather, if you're a liberal, have a tainted Brett Kavanaugh on the bench next to a tainted Clarence Thomas on the bench? overturning Roe versus Wade, Griswold versus Connecticut, and Planned Parenthood versus Casey? Wouldn't you rather two tainted sexual assaulters be the ones reversing it rather than a pristine, crystal, clean conservative? That's what this is about. This is about tainting the reversal if it inevitably comes. But I'm going to tell you what the condition is after this. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Pride will tear us both apart. Well, now pride's gone out the window. Cross the rooftops, run away.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Excuse me, sir. Can you direct me to the paint department?
Ma'am, in case you haven't noticed, this is a big box store. And as you can see, I'm in the electronics department. Go to the customer service kiosk on the other side of the store and push the button for help.
Excuse me, ma'am? I finally found you. Can you help me with paint?
Well, I guess I can try. What do you need?
Can you please look up the name of the last color I bought? I think it was last fall.
No, I can't. You must think you're at New Look Decorating. This is a big box store.
This is Brian Carr, owner of New Look Decorating Center, your authorized Benjamin Moore dealer. When you shop with us, you'll find great pricing, great selection, great service. You don't have to search to find us. We carry all the great Benjamin Moore paint colors, and we keep your records on file. You'll be shopping with folks you know, your neighbors and friends. You'll be treated like family by people who will go out of their way to learn your name so you'll come back again and again. New Look Decorating Center, home of Benjamin Moore Paint. It's where the pros buy. We make it simple. You make it beautiful.
We're WOW. We're for streaming, surfing, and gaming. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. For browsing, watching, and chatting. We're for endless entertainment and wonderful Wi-Fi. We're for more browsing and less buffering. For more working and less waiting. All with a helping hand and a high five to top it all off. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. We're WOW, and we're for all. Visit WOWWay.com to learn more.
He raised me, two dogs, and most of the neighborhood. Dad's my hero. So when it was my turn to care for him, I was thankful Kindred was there to help.
If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through care options and locations that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medication management, and more, all in the comfort of home. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
This fall, change your grass for the better with 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed at the Home Depot. Scott's feeds your lawn now to build strong, deep roots this winter and lush, green grass next spring. Fall's the time to do it, and now's the time to save. With savings on Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed, 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the Montessori family.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
It's the 65th annual Alabama National Fair. September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back in. It's 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. Can I just sit here and listen to Lenny Kravitz all day? I played this song for a specific reason. It's Brett Kavanaugh thing. It's not over till it's over. I'm going to tell you my one condition that the Kavanaugh accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, has put on her testimony that I find unacceptable. And if Brett Kavanaugh goes forward with it, he perverts justice and probably isn't qualified on his own right. Because it's so fundamental to the legal system. And I'll tell you that in just a second. I do want to tell you real quickly about my friends Tom and Augustine Duncan over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. These guys are pros. These guys get it. You know, originally they were advertising in a different format. I heard them on the radio, but it wasn't on this program. And I actually tracked down the salesperson and said, I want to sell that. I can sell that product. Because it had never dawned on me until I heard them advertise that where would I go if I wanted to find a tree service? So I went down and I tracked it down, and then I said, well, let me first, you know, don't tell them I want to do it yet. Let me go find some references. Let me go look them up online. Let me talk to some other people in the business. So I looked up some other tree-type people, tree removal, tree trimming specialists, talked to them, and I said, what about Chippewa Charm Tree Service? And they said, man, they're competitors, but these guys are top-notch. They're just the best. I mean, they're really good folks, honest people. They do a good job. Their price is right. They're fast. They don't dilly-dally. I mean, they get to it. If I had to hire somebody and I couldn't hire myself, I'd hire them. And that's what I knew right then. So I told the salesman, I said, look, talk to him about advertising on my show because I think I could sell that. And here's why. Everybody needs a tree service at some time or another. Somebody, you know, if you have trees in your yard, they grow up. And when they grow up, if they're close to your house, they'll have limbs hanging over your house. They'll have limbs hanging over the power lines. They'll have limbs hanging over the garage, over the cars. And sometimes they just look unseemly. You know, trees can get a little carried away and detract from the beauty of your property. Call Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. 328-2484. Tom and Augustine Duncan, a great couple of folks, 15-plus years in the business. They're not just a chainsaw and a truck. These guys are pros. They've worked at other companies. They as credible as they get. 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Again, when I first heard the ad, I thought, I didn't even know I needed a tree service. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking around thinking, that tree needs to come down. That tree needs to be trimmed up. That tree needs to be shaped. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Just bring them out. Just bring them out. No obligation. Just bring them out. Have them consult with you on your property, see what their ideas are, and then make your own determination. I think you're going to fall in love with these guys. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. And when you call them, congratulate Tom and Augustine Duncan. They got a new little bundle of joy at home. They sure do. Joey?
Hello, Barrett.
How are you, sir?
Well, right now I'm feeling teased.
Why?
Because you keep saying that you're going to tell us about this condition.
Oh, yeah.
That has upset, I mean, just a tradition of jurisprudence for, I mean, centuries.
Here's the condition.
So stop teasing us, good sir, and get to this abhorrent condition.
It's abhorrent. Here's the deal. Today is September 21st.
Yes.
That vote was supposed to be yesterday, September 20th, which would have allowed it to go to a floor vote in the Senate next week.
Yeah.
And he would have been fit to be opening the October 1 term. Now she says she doesn't want to testify until Wednesday, maybe Thursday, which is October 27th, which they're not going to vote the same day. So they'd have to vote a minimum of September 28th, probably October 1. Then it has to go to a floor vote, full Senate, probably later in that week or middle of next week. Guess what's happening? He's missing the October term. That's what this is about. This is about delay, delay, delay. But that's not the condition. Here's the condition.
No, I want to know this condition.
The condition is she wants him to go first.
I noticed that. That
she wants him
funky.
To go first. Unacceptable. If Brett Kavanaugh agrees to that, he's got no acorns, no walnuts.
That seemed wonky, funky, weird to me when I first read it, but I've never been in a courtroom.
Yeah.
So
I have.
I mean, how bad is this?
It's the worst. Here's the deal. In America's system of justice, in most of the world's system of justice, the accused goes first. Mm.
I mean, the accuser goes first.
Right.
The prosecution goes first. The plaintiff goes first. If it's civil, if you say you get in a car wreck.
Okay.
The person who alleges you injured them, the person who's injured, they go first. That person goes first. That person carries a unique burden. They have to reach a certain burden. And if they don't reach that burden, the defense doesn't even have to go. The court just sets the whole thing aside. I've represented criminal defendants in 10 or 11 different states around the country at one time or another. Federal courts, military courts, state courts. There have been times we have decided not to put on a defense. Because the prosecution's case was weak and lousy. And when you put on a defense, it makes you look defensive. It makes you look defensive.
Right, right.
So Brett Kavanaugh is in a particular position. Let's say this was a criminal trial. And there was a female accusing a male of rape. But she gets up there and she says, I don't really even know what year it was. I don't know what month it was. I don't know what day it was. I don't know who was at the party. I don't even know where the party was. I just know that guy raped me. Well, no court is ever going to be okay with that.
Right.
The judge would move as a matter of law, is what it's called. Judgment as a matter of law. The judge would set it aside at the halfway point and enter a verdict for the defendant. Now, jeopardy's attached. You can't appeal an acquittal. And it's over. You go on with life. They didn't meet their burden. Now, think about the situation if the defense has to go first in that rape, the same rape trial I just told you about. He doesn't know what the prosecution's going to say.
Right.
So he has to defend against every night, every party he's ever been to, every group of people he's ever been around. How do you even nail down what the allegations are against you?
Well, and I guess it's the classic bit of logic. You can't prove a negative.
Exactly.
You can't prove that I did not do something. And it seems derivative of the accuser goes first and the accused goes 100%. Second. It's derivative of the presumption of innocence.
You have to answer an accusation.
Yeah.
An under oath accusation. Not an anonymous letter to Dianne Feinstein. Not some conversation had through attorneys. Not some Rachel Maddow or Anderson Cooper statement. You answer specific allegations in America's criminal justice system. Or just logic in general. He's a judge. He knows this. I think it's a completely unacceptable condition. I think it's designed to make sure he doesn't agree to those conditions. Chuck Grassley should not agree to those conditions. Frankly, Dianne Feinstein should not agree to those conditions. These people should say no. No, 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 no. The integrity of the American criminal justice system, the American system of justice, period, is at risk here. And we're not going to have a situation where we're setting a precedent that accusers get to answer the accused. That's ridiculous.
It is.
Now, if you're going to do it that way, sandwich it. Sandwich it. Because in a closing argument, in a trial, criminal trial, civil trial, the person who carries the burden goes first and last. So in a closing argument, and on TV they don't show this very well. Yeah, they don't show it very well. But they don't show it on fictional television shows very well. But in a normal criminal trial, the prosecution gets up. Let's say they have an hour total to close. They'll get up for 30 or 40 minutes, and they'll give their close. And then the defendant will get up, and he'll give his close. And then the prosecution will get back up and finish their time
right.
and close again.
Well, and this just makes sense from I'm not even bringing it from a legal standpoint, from a narrative standpoint. The accuser, the prosecution is the one entering in, changing the status quo. There's something has happened. They must atone. You have to bring it forth for there even to be a legal action.
Yeah.
And the idea that you would even have a trial means an accusation was made at some point, so put out the accusation.
Yeah.
This is what has started it. It makes sense they would get the last word.
I will be very disappointed if Chuck Grassley agrees to those conditions.
You know, the other one, that other condition that just made me shake my head, because, you know, I will say there is a bad look if you have 11 old white guys asking, you know, the left is going to go nuts. Look at them bullying her. Look at them not understanding what it's like. They're not believing women.
Hold on. It's not 11 white guys.
Mm-hmm.
The Judiciary Committee also has minorities and women on it.
Right. On the Republican side. This is the point. That I'm not even saying it's plausible. I don't buy that. I think if you can use logic and facts and have a conversation with people, no matter, you know, your given identity. But the left loves to put this out that because you're a privileged white male, you damn dirty Republicans who don't believe women. How could they possibly ask her and give her a fair hearing? And so the Republicans, anticipating this, said, we'll have a female lawyer then ask the questions on our behalf. And Dr. Ford's lawyer said no.
Yeah.
Because they want that appearance. They want to use... When did this become like this?
Listen, it's they know. They would rather have a wounded Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. They would rather have a wounded Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court than to bounce Brett Kavanaugh and have somebody without sexual assault allegations. They don't want this to go forward. No. They don't want her to testify. They put outrageous conditions on there. They're delaying it out to try to kill this term, for one. But I truly in my heart of hearts believe the Democrats and Christine Blasey Ford want a perceived sexual assaulter on the United States Supreme Court, because they believe having Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh in the majority of reversing any pro-choice landmark rulings is their best position to be in right now.
Well, at this point, I think Mitch McConnell said, we'll have the hearing on Monday, I do declare, and then we're going to have the full floor vote on Thursday, and if the gentlewoman from New York, Gillibrand, wants to make a hay out of this, I'm treated unfair, she can kiss my wrinkly backside.
That's probably what he'll say.
Yeah.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get by there for award-winning pizza, weekly pasta special, sandwiches, salads, desserts, appetizers, and more. 16 beers on tap, a great wine menu. Wine down Wednesday, every single Wednesday, half-price wine from open to close. And kids eat free on Sunday with that half-price draft beer for the adults. So, guys, it's like the neighborhood place to be. There are two of them. There's one up in Prattville, the High Point Shopping Center. And the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Find one. Make it part of your life. We'll be back with some phone calls on the other side of the break.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More hot days ahead, but the rain chances are getting a little bit better, but still not good. Partly sunny today, high temperature around 93, scattered, spotty, random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours, low tonight 73. Tomorrow, widely scattered afternoon storms at best, most stay dry, high temperature in the low 90s, better rain chances Monday, Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as a frontal system gets closer to the state, high temperature 90 or above. Download our free weather app, stay on top of weather changes all the time. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the River Region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the River Region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll get to your phone calls. Those of you who hang up, Hollis, comma Charles, Mini Cooper. Start calling you Mini Cooper if you can't hang on through a break. I took the break so that I could give you guys more time and not have to rush you through your call, but whatever. I don't want your calls anymore. No, I really do. I like your calls. I think you're both good callers. As is some of the calls we have on hold right now. We'll get to in just a second. I do want to tell everybody real quickly, though, before the hour gets too carried away, about my friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. I was just talking to some family this week, and they knew somebody down in the Cloverdale area who has a Riley Manning paint job on their house inside and out. And they said it is gleaming. Absolutely looks gorgeous. He truly is the Monet of Montgomery. I mean, the guy is the Picasso of Prattville. I mean, you hang a Riley Manning on your house, it's like a work of art. No. He's not going to come and paint a portrait and a canvas and put it on the walls. He paints walls. He dyes concrete. He stains concrete. He pressure washes. His job is to make your house look beautiful, brilliant. He can do the trim work. He can do the walls, the ceilings. Here's the other thing, too. He had a quote one time. Guy came in and said, give me a quote on the house. He gave him a quote. And his quote was way lower than the guy's quote that had come earlier that day. And he said, how is your quote so low? He said, I got to do this room. I got to do this room. And he said, you're not talking about the ceilings. Why aren't you doing the ceilings? He said, the ceilings don't need to be painted. He said, the other guy told me the ceilings need to be painted. And Riley said, I'm not going to rip you off. He just wants to paint them to charge you for it. Well, guess what? Riley's not going to do that. Give Riley Manning a call. 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. Our number 272-9228. 272-9228. It's Friday. Rules on Friday?
There aren't none.
There ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn.
Excuse me, I'm not Jack.
Well.
But I can say, there ain't nairn.
That's right, there ain't nairn. Miss Pine Level.
Hello, Baron and Joey and Karen. My first thought, and I may be totally wrong about it, but my first thought about when she said that she didn't want any lawyers to either question her or be in the room or whatever, was that a good lawyer will ask her the same question and more than once in a couple or three different ways, and it will twist her up, and therefore it'll mess her testimony up.
Yeah.
They'll know she's lying.
That could be. I don't know. I do believe that she's trying to get out of this.
Yeah, and what you said, I hadn't really thought about it the way you just put it, but that could happen. She don't want any attorney.
Well, think counterfactually, Ms. Pine Level. Think counterfactually. If Brett Kavanaugh does not get confirmed, what's the next alternative? Look down the list of Donald Trump judges. What's the next alternative? Someone probably more conservative, less establishment, and younger.
True.
So why on earth would they truly want to bounce Brett Kavanaugh? They don't. They don't want to bounce Brett Kavanaugh. They want Brett Kavanaugh wounded and labeled a sexual assaulter. So for the next 30 years, every time his name is mentioned, he's a rapist.
So therefore, they're going to present just enough evidence or whatever.
And then they're going to make it look like Brett Kavanaugh wouldn't even agree to our condition.
They can't prove he did, but they can't prove he didn't. So therefore, they'll assume that he did.
And everyone on the left, including the pro-abortion left, will believe that he did it. And will totally discount everything that he rules on.
Well, and I also think, Ms. Weimelt Level and Barrett, this is bigger than just Kavanaugh. It is a branding campaign into the midterms, into 2020, that Republicans don't believe women. The Democratic Party is the party of Me Too. And so you can't. I mean, we already suspected it, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it's just a great opportunity for them to do that.
Most of the people caught up in Me Too are radical leftists.
Like Weinstein.
Thanks for your call. 272-9228. John?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, heard your re-intro when you played it, the Cranberry, Dolores Riordan.
Yeah.
Next time you can throw her zombie song.
The problem with that is her zombie song is so much better than the new cover, the Bad Wolves or whatever they're called, the new one that's out. That, there's isn't bad.
But Zombie is frankly peak Cranberries, and Cranberries is peak post grunge. So
that's one of my favorite bands.
Oh man, I love the Cranberries. I love the Cranberries. Hey, have you gotten on YouTube and seen the uninterrupted 1999 Live in Paris concert?
Yeah, when she actually first went back brown with her hair and grew it back out.
Yeah, I loved it. Three or four wardrobe changes, and the band is rocking and rolling. The crowd is totally into it, and they played every single hit. It was a great concert. I actually seen
them in concert with another band called Rammstein back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, I remember them. How about that?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. I guess one man just wanted to call and talk bumpers. It's Friday. Are there rules on Friday?
There ain't nair.
There ain't nair. Randall.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I see where you've been taking me down this road, you know, about setting it up, because even in the future, I mean, with Donald Trump, you know, it's kind of looked like that he was, you know, cheat on his wife any chance he gets, you know, that he, you know, they're trying to change the face of him and try to go after him. Like, if he gets ready to point another one and it's got anything to do with a woman, they're going to destroy him. I mean, they're going to be like, that's all he wants. Is that what you're getting at? Like, they plan that to, I know I'm all confused.
No, I don't think they're going after Trump on this one necessarily. I mean, what Joey's point is, it's a broader branding against Trump and the right. I think it's more they're trying to go after Kavanaugh. They want Kavanaugh on the court, but they want him to be perceived as a rapist. Because who else is up there? He's going to be reversing Roe versus Wade with Clarence Thomas, who is perceived as a sexual assaulter. And so what they want to do is, of course, this group of men who assault women would reverse Roe versus Wade. Right. Of course they would.
And they railroaded him into the court, and they didn't listen to anybody. And
they didn't have a hearing, and he wouldn't agree to testify, and he wouldn't face his accuser. They ran like cowards, and then they put him on there. And they're just trying to delegitimize the United States Supreme Court. That's the goal here.
And then, I see what you're saying on that. But overall, if you step back, look at five years from now, and say he tries to do it, it's going to be like Trump is nothing but a womanizer. He cheated on his wife. Every person he tried to, you know, pass in the Supreme Court has been, you know, a womanizer. I don't know. It just looks like they're trying. I mean, I know what you're saying too. I'm just looking at it from different ways, just trying to beat them to the punch. Because they sure are destroying. I mean, they're destroying their grandkids, which, I mean, they done done it when they took the money, I guess. But, it's Friday, so, I just did. I love you, man.
All right, appreciate it. 272-9228. Randall's understandably upset.
No.
There's no Formula One race this weekend.
Oh, wow. I feel bad for you, Randall.
Russia is next weekend. No Formula One race this weekend. And qualifying and the race are going to be early Saturday and Sunday next weekend, 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Trump time. So, it's tough. Speaking of bands that rock the house every time they perform.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
United for your comfort.
I'm
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time, it may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year. And a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
This fall, change your grass for the better with 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed at the Home Depot. Scott's feeds your lawn now to build strong, deep roots this winter and lush, green grass next spring. Fall's the time to do it, and now's the time to save. With savings on Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food and Fall Weed and Feed, 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the Montessori family.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into News and Views. 4 minutes to the top of the hour. My friend Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. This guy's a pro. He's a Lake Jordan resident, isn't he? He live up there?
I believe so.
Have a house up there?
He actually sent me a photo yesterday on his pontoon boat.
That's what I'm talking about. Guys, if you want to view some lake property the way it's meant to be viewed on the pontoon, give Eddie Bader a call, 322-0662. Maybe you just want to float around and talk to a real estate agent, get some advice, 322-0662. That's Eddie Bader, 322-0662. But, Baron, I don't want to buy a house on the lake. Well, guess what? Eddie Bader will help you anywhere in the River Region. Just call him, 322-0662. Say, man, I'm in the mood. I'm starting to look for houses. Give me some advice. What should I do? Or maybe you got a house you want to sell and you want to transition into another home. Maybe, God forbid, you're moving out of the area and you won't be a regular News and Views listener anymore. You'll have to listen by the app. Eddie Bader can help put your house up for sale. 322-0662. Anyone can list your house. If you just want to list your house, oh, my house is listed, it's for sale. That's fine. Anybody can do that. You call somebody else. You want to sell your house? You want to actually get top dollar for your house? You call Eddie Bader. 322-0662. Eddie Bader, he's over at the Goodson Group. You can find him online, thegoodsongroup.com. Eddie Bader, B-A-D-E-R, Eddie Bader. Like, not related to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But same name. Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Give him a call. He can also help manage those investment properties, too. But that's a different story.
You know, this Kavanaugh thing, it's just frustrating to see how the politics is being played. Because, I mean, there's stuff, especially as a libertarian, and you don't have to be a full-blown libertarian. Like, Kavanaugh is like, the Fourth Amendment is consistent with the FISA court. Or, I mean, there's stuff I would question him on. Mike Lee did a great job on it. Ben Sasse, as much as he can be annoying, did a great job on the committee questioning him. And Kavanaugh kind of got through all that. Like, the stuff I really care about on the court. And even on the issues of, say, Roe v. Wade... That's the thing with these justices. We don't know what they're going to do once they're there.
Right.
They're on for life.
Yeah. There's no accountability.
Right.
The thing,
I kind of like that.
Yeah. This whole thing highlights, and I don't ever want to get too far away from this point. I always want to be anchored to the main point that I have about the Supreme Court of the United States. We should not care. No one in our listening audience should know Judge Brett Kavanaugh's name. No one should be able to name all 8 current members of the Supreme Court. Nobody should go through a Hall of Fame. We shouldn't be talking about Justice Scalia and how great he was and what a stalwart conservative and what a dud Earl Warren was. Nobody should know any of these people.
Mm.
Because the function of the Supreme Court should be insanely limited to controversies among the states and situations where the United States is a defendant. That's about the limit of the Supreme Court. That should be what they're doing. If you go back to truly read Article 3, the Article 3 courts are completely out of control. Completely out of control. There was never supposed to be a federal common law, but bam, 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 there's no federal common law. Hush. Hush. There is a federal common law. Absolutely, 100% there is. You know what I want to hear from a nominee? I want to hear someone say, I'm going to take the Supreme Court back to where it should be. Hmm. I'm not just going to reverse Roe versus Wade. I'm going to reverse all of it. I'm going to reverse Marbury versus Madison. I'm going to take Article 1, Section 8, the Commerce Clause, back to its intended purpose. Back to its intended purpose, meaning that Alabama couldn't institute a tariff against Georgia.
Right.
And outside of that, it didn't really have much meaning. And that's the bigger issue here. That's the bigger issue here is they've just gotten completely out of control. To where we now have to sit around and wait on whether super legislator Kavanaugh is going to get approved or not because we want a conservative Supreme Court
right. Because
that somehow matters. Because really, we have a Congress, but they don't really do anything. They sit around and wait on the Supreme Court to truly tell us what's legal and not legal.
Well, and I know it's not popular these days, but I wish we would back our elitist and our undemocratic roots that the Constitution was actually instilled with because it helped cool out the mind.